heaven is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Get seat belts or put the wall back in.
We gotta get the Monroe brothers to finish this bedroom. Get out of there.
Oh. Oh, look. Alice laid me my breakfast in bed.
Oh, that's very nice.
Do you suppose if I put it under the electric blanket, it'll cook?
Get up.
Good morning, chickens. Oh, good morning, Harriet. That's too bad.
What's too bad?
Harriet doesn't feel good.
Can you understand what she says?
No, but I understand the way she said it.
Lisa, it's impossible to understand what the... What are you doing?
Pulling down the shade.
What for?
I can't get dressed with the shade up.
The sides are open.
Oh, darling, if anybody looks in from the side, I can see them.
Get dressed in the bathroom.
All right.
You know, I'm going to call the Monroe brothers. Oh, I forgot. They took out our pole.
Oliver.
What?
Tell me just once more why the Monroe brothers can't finish the bedroom.
Because the building inspector said that their license allowed them to build only chicken coops.
Well, then, why don't they build a chicken coop that looks like a bedroom? Then we put in all our furnishings. Then we show it to the chickens, and if they don't like it, we move in.
What?
Well, then the inspector can't say that we build a bedroom because we gave the chickens first choice.
Suppose he doesn't believe us.
Well, we get it in writing from the chickens that they didn't like it, and it was all right for us to move in.
In writing, huh?
Mm-hmm. That'll make it legal. You see, living with a lawyer, I know all the loopholes.
Now, why don't you go and dress? I'm going to take a shower.
You'd make better time walking, Mr. Douglas.
There's something wrong with a carburetor.
Yeah, it needs a new tractor on it.
Eb, would you start pulling up some of these weeds in the wheat?
Can't I just pull up the wheat? There ain't as much of that.
Just do as you're told.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Douglas.
Well, good morning, Mr. Watts. You're selling your farm?
Oh, yes. You noticed the sign?
Yes, I didn't know you were thinking of selling it.
Oh, yes. I decided after I got the good word.
What good word?
I Social Security today.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Me and the missus decided we'd quit farming and do some real traveling.
See the country, huh?
Yeah, drive up to Pixley, maybe stay overnight, then over to the county seat and see a real widescreen movie.
When are you leaving?
As soon as somebody buys the farm.
Mr. Watson, I've already got a farm.
I know you have, and it seems to be doing fine. Is that wheat?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, not doing as well as your corn.
You like it?
Oh, yeah. I wish it was mine.
Sold.
Wait a minute here. I've often thought of adding some land to my farm, but I...
Two L's in Douglas?
No, one L. Yes, it would... What are you writing?
Bill of sale, just in case.
Aren't you rushing me a little?
Seriously, Mr. Douglas, I'd like to see you buy it. Now, you have a love of the land that I don't exactly understand, but I think you'd take good care of my farm.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love the land. To me, that soil is a vibrant, living thing. It takes a little sleeping seed, you know, and it awakens it, coddles it, and gives it strength to push up into the sun and the rain so the plants will grow big and strong.
You want your wife's name on this, too?
Oh, yes. I haven't said I'd buy it.
Well, I can give you a real good deal. 140 acres with your 160, that'll give you 300 acres.
300? Hey, that's a real farm.
Come on over and take a look at it.
Well, I've got the...
Come on. Just step over onto your own land. Come on.
Good.
Yeah, I've got another bumper crop of apples this year.
Mm-hmm. All that alfalfa and corn. Real farm. It's a nice house.
Oh, that don't go with the farm. You don't need a house anyway. You've got that beautiful place of yours.
Yeah, I don't really need a house, no.
Yeah, me and Cora want to keep it so as we'll have some place to come back to after we do all that traveling.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Well, Mr. Douglas, have we got a deal?
Well, the price is right.
Well, sign here.
I'd like to talk it over with my wife first.
Hi, Mr. Kimmel.
Hello, Eb. Where's Mr. Douglas?
He's coming in on his tractor. Be patient. He'll get here.
Congratulations, you made it. Do you always drive it that way?
No, I don't always drive it that way. It's stuck in reverse. Where can I get it fixed?
Well, that shouldn't be too hard. Well, it won't be easy either. What kind is it? Oh, it's a, Hoyt Flagwell?
What's so funny?
Oh, there's a farmer over at Steuben Bluff that has one of these. Of course, his front wheel keeps falling off. No, it wasn't his front wheel. It was his back wheel. Not that one. It was the other one. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I give up. I gotta get a new tractor. Especially if I buy that Watson place.
Well, that'd be a good idea. The Watson place. You gonna buy it?
Well, Mr. Watson's thinking of retiring, and he's made me a very good price on 140 acres.
Well, with your 160 acres and his 140 acres, I'd give you 300 acres of the best farmland in the valley. Except your 160 acres.
Mr. Kimball, what do you think of his farm?
Well, you couldn't go wrong in buying it. Well, you could go wrong. Well, not wrong, but not right. Unless...
Could you give me a straight answer for once?
A straight answer?
Please.
Well, let's put it this way. He has a fine crop started. And if you take over and do the same thing that you did to this farm, you'll... Oh, boy.
Are you implying that I'm not doing a good job on this farm?
Oh, no, sir, Mr. Douglas. I never meant to imply that you're doing a good job. What I'm trying to say is... Oh, boy.
Oliver!
Out here by the barn.
Have you told the missus you're buying the Watson place?
No.
Chicken, huh?
No. I just heard it was for sale.
Well, what did she say when you told her you bought this place?
Well, she said... Oh, boy.
Well, I better be running along. I don't want to stay around and see the fight. Not that there has to be a fight, but there probably will be.
No, stick around.
No. You don't need me. I mean, Eb knows all about first aid.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, morning, Mr. Douglas.
How's everything?
Well, everything was all right up till, Oh, boy. Well, I'll be seeing you folks.
What is Mr. Kimball oboying about?
Oh, nothing. I just told him I might buy the Watson place.
Oh, boy.
I can make a real good buy on that.
Oh, boy.
It's a beautiful farm.
I don't like it.
We haven't even seen it. The least you can do is take a look at it.
Which way is it?
It's over there.
I don't like it.
You can't tell from here.
Oh, yes, I can.
Lisa, come over there with me and drive over and... Take a look at it close up.
Oliver?
Oh, it's a wonderful buy. Perfect farm. All it needs is somebody beautiful like you to make it come to life.
Oh, boy.
Will you just take a look at it?
I look, but I won't like it. I told you I wasn't going to like it, and I kept my promise. I don't like it.
Lisa,
we have as much farm as we need and much more.
All that corn and the alfalfa and the... These apples... Here. Try one. Delicious.
I don't like apples. Is that their house?
Yeah. Did you notice that brook over there?
It's lovely.
Oh, it's pretty. And the alfalfa.
Buy it.
Why can't... Buy it.
Yes, darling, buy it.
You know what you just said?
I said buy it.
Lisa.
When you folks are finished, you can sign the papers. Up here. Just doing a little pruning.
No, we're ready to sign the papers.
I figured you would. Do you like it, Ms. Douglas?
I think it's lovely.
Oh, me and Cora have been mighty happy here, even if we haven't seen any widescreen movies.
Well, you got a deal. Now, I'll leave you a deposit, but I've got to go to New York for a couple of days, transfer some funds here to my account at the Pixley Bank.
Oh, there's no hurry. The place is all yours. Me and Cora will pack tonight and leave the first thing in the morning.
Oh, thank you.
Cora, I told you he'd go for it.
You better get aboard.
Okay. It's going to be so lonely in New York without you.
I'll go with you if you want.
I was not talking to you. You just take good care of Mr. Douglas.
Yes, sir.
By the time you get back, the house will be ready.
You're a wonderful wife. I'm going to miss you.
Something else you're going to miss.
What?
The train.
Oh!
Goodbye! Goodbye, darling.
Wait for me!
Too busy, don't catch it.
Who is it?
Mr. Haney.
Oh, come in.
I can't. I've been de-doorknob.
Oh, one moment.
You want me to put this back on for you? It'll only cost you a quarter.
Oh, don't bother. We're not staying here anyhow. My husband bought the Watson farm. We're going to move as soon as possible.
You mean that you're leaving this beautiful modern house for that squatter shack?
As fast as I can.
You city people are sure hard-hearted. When your husband forced me to sell him this house, I cried for 3 days.
until the check cleared.
Well, that did brighten things a little. Although the puny amount didn't equal the true value of this priceless old homestead.
Would you like to buy it back?
No, thank you.
Mr. Haney, do you know a good moving company?
Yes. The Tiffany Art Treasure Transcontinental Transportation and Special Handling Moving Company.
Who are they?
Me. Now, I could move this fine furniture in my spacious padded truck for $75.
$25.
$60? $15. Hey, hold it. You're going in the wrong direction. When I'm coming down, you're supposed to be going up.
$10.
Miss Douglas, you just ain't got the spirit of this thing.
$5.
If it's all the same to you, I'd rather do business with your husband. Where is he?
In New York.
Oliver!
Hello, Mother.
Where's Lisa?
Oh, she's not with me.
She left you.
She did not.
Oh, why not?
Well, aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, yes, of course, dear. Now then, where is Lisa?
Oh, she's back in Hooterville.
You chained her to the stove.
Mother, don't you want to know why I'm here?
Let me guess. You're going to see a psychiatrist.
I'm going to the bank to transfer some funds. I bought the farm next door.
My medicine. No, no, that was your father's medicine. My pills.
Oh, Mother. Do you really need those pills?
Oh, my poor Lisa.
She told me to buy it.
Oliver, this is your mother you're talking to.
She did.
Well, I'll just find out for myself.
You can't call her. They took out our pole.
Oh, no.
Mother, take my word for it. She's very happy there. You know why she stayed? She's fixing up our house.
Well, the outside doesn't need much fixing up.
It just ain't got the charm of your old place.
That's what you say. Oh, look. The door and upstairs for the door.
That ain't no reason for buying a house.
Isn't it lovely? What is all the furniture doing here?
I guess Lud sold it furnished. What with them traveling and everything.
But what am I going to do with all the furniture?
You might give it to some fellow who lost a lot of money selling his priceless farm to your husband.
I am not going to give it away. I'm going to sell it away.
Oh.
Do you know someone who might buy it?
Well, let's see now. There's the Pixley. No, they wouldn't give you nothing for it. Or the Crabwell. No. The Elite Antique American High Price Furniture Buyers.
That's you.
No, that's my cousin. But I act as his agent. And I think that he would authorize me to offer you $50 for everything.
$100.
$45.
$150.
Mrs. Douglas, when is your husband coming home?
Lisa! Lisa! You know, after a couple of days, everything goes to pot. Lisa! Lisa! Where are you?
Sure looks good.
Yes, Mr. Douglas is going to love it. Did you bring everything over?
Yes, ma'am. Except Eleanor.
Well, you better go and get her.
Well, hello, Eleanor. You know where my wife is?
I sure do.
Well, then you tell me.
When did you get home?
Just a little while ago. Where's my wife?
Over at the new house.
What new house?
The Watson place you bought.
I didn't buy it.
Your furniture sure looks great over there.
You mean she moved the furniture?
Yeah, wait, you see the place.
Lisa?
Come in, darling.
Oh, crying out loud.
I did that to make you feel at home. Come in, darling.
What's going on here?
Isn't it lovely?
Well, yes, but it's not ours.
But you said it was all paid for.
I'm not talking about the furniture. I'm talking about the house.
And the deal fell through?
No, I didn't buy the house. I just bought the land.
Then we can't live here.
No. The Watsons are coming back soon as they've seen a widescreen movie.
This is so much nicer house than ours.
Look, now, don't worry. Ours will be nicer than this. We've already got the chicken coop, the bedroom half finished. It'll be all fixed up.
You promise?
I promise. Now, let's get our furniture back. No harm done.
There's some harm done.
What's that?
The furniture, the Watson furniture.
Yes?
I sold it.
You sold? No, 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 it's all right. I'll buy it back. That's no problem.
There is a problem.
What's that?
I sold it to Mr. Haney.
That's a problem.
That's Mr. Haney's truck. Uh-huh. Wonder what he's doing here. Mr. Haney?
I'm in the house.
Mr. Haney, I want to talk to...
How do you like it?
What's all this doing here?
Well, now that you own two houses, I thought you might like to rent one house out furnished. Now, I can make you a good buy.
Well, I don't want to buy these. These are the Watson furnitures.
No, ma'am. This is a property of the elite antique American high-priced furniture buyers.
All right, we'll buy it back.
Well, three rooms of genuine antique furniture, how about $750?
Why, you just bought it this morning from me for $200.
That's why antiques are such a good investment. They're always going up.
Mr. Haney, I'm not going to pay you one penny more than you paid my wife.
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to take that up with the elite antique American high-priced furniture buyers. I'm just the agent.
All right. Shall we discuss this with the sheriff?
Oh, no need to bother him. $200 sounds like a fair price.
I thought it would. Now, you take this furniture over to the Watsons, and you bring our furniture back here.
Oh, now, Mr. Douglas, you wouldn't ask me to move all this furniture for nothing, would you?
How much do you want?
$200?
I'll give you 50.
100?
60?
Dolly, please let me handle this. Mr. Haney... What was your last bid?
$100.
35.
75?
20.
Mr. Douglas, no offense intended, but I ain't doing business with your wife.
What's the matter?
I banged my head on the...
Oh.
They put the telephone pole back while we were sleeping.
Oh, look, there's a note on it.
From your friends, the night crew at the Hooterville Telephone Company.
Ah, wasn't that sweet of them?
Oh, that certainly is. But why did they put it back in the chicken coop? Or the bedroom?
Oliver!
What?
I love you.
I love you, too, but that stupid telephone company of all the incompetent, no-good, idiotic, wet-lipped idiots, the...
Filmways presentation, darling.